السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من تبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the best in this life and in the hereafter. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the final and the seal of all God's messengers and prophets. May Allah give his soul peace and blessings, and the same to his house, to his descendants, to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about al-ghafiloon, the heedless, the inconsiderate, the thoughtless, the unaware of this life. We see them around us in everyday life. People woke up in the morning, take breakfast, and quickly, in a hurry, run to their work. Working hard until late and asking their bosses for extra time even. Then going home late, barely feeding themselves a little bit, watching TV, sleeping, then doing it over and over and over again without thinking about what they are doing. Allah, praise to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted us to think about what we are doing. All the time, He describes the believers are the ones who think, the ones who ponder, the ones who contemplate. He doesn't want us to be heedless, thoughtless, or unaware. In Surah Taha, this is chapter 20 of the Holy Quran, verses 124 and 125. Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى. Allah, praise to Him, in these great ayats tells us whoever heeds away, whoever runs away from my ayat, from my teachings, I will give him a hard time in this life, like I described at the beginning. Continuously working without real fruits. And at the day of judgment, he will be done, grouped. Yawm al-Hashr, when people are crowded, and he will be resurrected, and she, of course. In the Holy Quran, when he mentions, he means both sexes. And he will be, and she will be resurrected blind. So that category of people who don't think about what they are doing, we are supposed to think what we are doing and hold ourselves responsible. This, and clean it day after day. You should not sleep until you clean it. I made a mistake. I promise God I will not do it again. Or if I wronged another person, I have the intention to go and correct it the following day or whenever I see him or her. That's how we should do it. But if we keep doing the same thing without thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you a hard time in this life and you will be resurrected blind in the hereafter. And he will say to his God, oh, my Lord, why are you resurrecting me blind? And I was capable to see. I wasn't blind in the various life. Allah will, Azza wa Jal, praise to Him, will answer him. Yes, I am resurrecting you blind because you forgot my teachings. And today I forget about you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling humanity until the day of judgment, the conclusion. And this is how we will punish whoever is extreme in his or her disobedience and running away from the teachings of Allah in this life. But the punishment in the hereafter is more and more severe. The same meaning we read in Surah Al-A'raf. This is chapter 7 of the Holy Quran. And al-ayat, the verses 171 to 179. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ نتقنا الجبل فوقهم كأنه ظلة وظنوا أنه واقع بهم خذوا ما أتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that He ordered the angels to lift Jabal al-Tur, the mountain of Tur in Sina, the Egyptian territory. Today we call it Sina. And the angels lifted the mountain above the Israelites. What was the occasion? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order that? Because when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when Musa, peace be to him, was summoned to Allah, praise to him, and was given al-alwah, the tablets in which the teachings of Allah were written. And he was absent for 40 days. In these 40 days, they worshipped a calf. Although they saw the miracles of God, how they were saved, and how they, Sayyidina Musa, peace to him, could split the sea in front of them. Miracle. And still, in 40 days, they rejected the faith and they started worshipping a calf, little cow. When Sayyidina Musa came back and he knew about that, he threw the tablets and broke them. But after a little while, took them together and started asking them to believe in the teachings of Allah. They said, no, we are not going to believe until you really read everything. We are not going to, one piece by one piece, we are not going to agree until you read everything. Then we, it's like negotiating with Allah what you accept and what you do not accept. At that moment, Allah, praise to him, said to the angels, okay, lift this mountain over their heads. And it was like a cloud. And they were scared to death. And at that moment, they made sujood, prostration, and asking Allah for forgiveness. And they said, okay, we believe in that. So by threat, real threat, they believed. In the second ayah, 172, Allah, praise to him, says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. In another situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us categories of the heedless. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created our father Adam. And he took from his back his descendants, the future humanity offspring. And he talked to them. Am I not your Lord? أَلَسْتُ رَبِّكُمْ. They said yes. And then you have to obey me and listen to my teachings. And I'm saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. So all humanity until the day of judgment, already there was a dialogue between Allah, praise to him, and them. This meaning is called fitrah. So humans, wherever they are, whatever religion they are, they have, or no religion they have, they still have something we call fitrah. And they are supposed to have the goodness, some goodness from Allah Azza wa Jal. So if they become tyrants and arrogant, wrongdoers, and heedless, thoughtless, and inconsiderate, it's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them alone. It's because they wanted to do that. There is a choice always. And Allah said, and in the day of judgment, I will remind you of that moment I had this dialogue with you. So don't tell me that you are listening to somebody else. This is verse 173. أَوْ تَقُولُ إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِّنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. He said, I'm not going to listen to you telling me you just followed your fathers and grandfathers or wrongdoers in your society. Don't tell me that. And even if they were the ones who falsify things and they say this is not true, this is not from God. You have your own mind. You know the fitrah, what's right, what's wrong, what's really the good things should be closer to the human heart than the wicked things. وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولعلهم يرجعون. And this is how we detail our teachings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but he is speaking to us, that he is detailing these stories so the heedless, the thoughtless, the inconsiderate, the ones who go about their business every day without thinking, maybe they would listen and they would come back to him. In verse 175, another story. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And tell them, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them about the person whom we favored. We gave him wisdom to the extent that whatever he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will answer him. However, at a certain moment, that person left us, left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and followed a shaytan, alayhi la'natullah, and he was one of the followers of a shaytan. Among the interpretations, Ibn Kathir and other scholars about this person, they agree there are several stories, but one dominant story, this was a person in Al-Balqa, which is now called the Salt in Jordan. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam took the Israelites to Sinai, and he couldn't enter Palestine, then he went with them to Al-Urdun, Jordan. And at that place, there was this good man. His name is Bal'am or Bul'am. And he was so close to Allah. So this is telling us that even at the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he wasn't with the Israelites the only ones who believed. We knew from the story that among Ali Fir'aun there were believers in Egypt. And also in that part of the world, in Jordan, there were believers, and this man was one of them. And he knew, according to the interpretation, the supreme name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah. Some people say Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Allahu A'lam. But he knew it, and he would call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a righteous man. He would only call to lift the hardship on people. And he would not use that, his call, of anything wrong. Until his people told him, we want you to call your God against Musa alayhi salam and his people. And he said, no way, this is a prophet of Allah. This is a messenger of Allah. I cannot do that. They kept pressuring him until he agreed. So when he started calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send hardship to Musa alayhi salam and his people, then his tongue would be twisted that the call would be against the non-believers. So that the tongue did not listen to the mind. His mind wanted to curse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his people, but this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented the tongue from saying it, and he couldn't. And he was like in the following ayah, like the dog with his or with its tongue coming down in a hot day or when it is tired to get oxygen. And his tongue was so much outside calling, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented it. In ayah 176, يقول الله عز وجل وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. This man is an example. Of course, he followed the shaitan. Shaitan showed him after that. So he transferred 180 degrees from a righteous man, a good man, whose Allah would not reject any call from him, to somebody following a shaitan. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, his tongue was like the dog in a hot day or when it is tired. Then he tells Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah telling Sayyidina Muhammad, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ. Then tell the story here. And that was meant for the Israelites or for the Jews at the time of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. No matter what Sayyidina Muhammad told them, the vast majority of them would not believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comforting Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam. He's telling him, don't worry, don't kill yourself of sadness about them. Your job is to tell the message. If they hear it, if they heed it, that's great. If they don't kill yourself in sadness. It happened before. Many stories before. In verse 177, يقول الله عز وجل ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون. These, O Muhammad, the people who are belying you, who are disbelieving you, who are giving you a hard time, they are just like the ones before. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will be guided, and whoever doesn't guide, then they are the losers in this life and in the hereafter. And finally, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. We have kept a place in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us the moral of the story. We kept a place in Jahannam for the jinn and for the ins, for the humans and the aliens. In our times we say aliens or jinn, other creatures other than humans. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that place in Jahannam for them? Because لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts. And the heart is part of the mind located in their chest. And they don't understand. So you are supposed to think and understand. But these non-believers, these heedless, inconsiderate, thoughtless people who are doing the business every day without thinking, they have minds, but they don't use them. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes, but they don't see. And you wonder, how can I have eyes and I don't see? Oh, a lot of time. Maybe yourself sometimes when you are busy, you're looking, but you are not really seeing. No concentration. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears, but they don't hear. It's like somebody busy with a problem and your child coming to you and say, oh dad or oh mom, this happened to me in the school. And you are busy with something else. You're really not listening to that. And sometimes your wife or your spouse is telling you, are you really listening to me? When you are busy. But these people are all the time busy with something, but they are unaware about the real things in life, the important things in life. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Those people who do their business day after day without thinking, without channeling, without directing their work and their words for the sake of Allah, for the right thing. It has to be directed. There has to be a goal. You have to think about yourself, your family, your relatives, your community, for the goodness. That this is your work, should be directed towards that. Those who don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كَالْأَنْعَامِ, they are like animals, the livestock, like goats and sheep and cows. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ, and he even say, no, they are even more misguided, more lost than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, those are the heedless, those are the thoughtless, those are the inconsiderate, those are who are unaware about the real thing around them. May Allah make us among those who are aware and heeding and considerate and thoughtful, so we direct our deeds for His sake and for the sake of goodness of ourselves, our families, our communities, and the world. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close to answer your call. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. في حديث شريف عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن مما أتخوف عليكم رجل قرأ القرآن حتى إذا رؤيت بهجته عليه وكان رداؤه الإسلام اعتراه إلى ما شاء الله انسلخ منه ونبذه وراء ظهره وسعى على جاره بالسيف ورماه بالشرك. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, I am scared, I'm afraid about you, about my ummah. Especially an example of whom I'm scared about or afraid about. A man who reads in the Quran. And alhamdulillah, we all read in the Quran. And we work, we follow the Quran. So we have the beauty of it and the brightness of it and the light of it. And this will cover us like a gown. We are, when you read the Quran and you work following it, it's like you are having the Islam gown, the Islam garment. Quran is your garment, is your clothes. Then that man, how great he is, or that woman, how great she is by the Quran. Then at a certain moment, then he leaves this behind his back. She leaves that behind her back. A moment of weakness. And they don't go back. Of course, we are human. We are not perfect. We have weakness sometimes, but the best among us who return are the ones who return, who repent. But if that person does not repent, keeps going in the other direction, not only that, he will go after his neighbor or neighbors with sword in our time fighting, the fighting among Muslims. Not only that, and accuse him of shirk, taking partners of God. That's what I am afraid of. I'm afraid about some of you become true Muslims, true readers of the Quran, but at a certain moment, you leave this behind and you start fighting among yourselves and accusing each other of being infidel or astray. Who are you to judge other human beings? This is what the Prophet ﷺ wanted us to heed, to be thoughtful about, not to transgress against each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who stay on the right path and who would wear the gown of the Holy Quran and Islam. And if we make a mistake, we return back to him as soon as possible. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة، فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا، straighten the lines, complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين، وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.